Welcome, Underplayed listeners, to the Underplayed Serenade. Just a special quick episode for you guys this week. We know we've kind of underdone things lately. We're trying to make up for that. But today we're going to talk about some new songs that are coming out in the month of May 2024. And sadly, guys, it's just me. I mean, I know you got y'all probably tune in to hear Keaton and Tracy, but it's just Tim today. So as I mentioned, we don't have a full episode this week, but we did want to tell you about some cool new releases happening this month. And just so you know, we're going to have an episode out this month as well. Another episode in addition to the one that we just released. But as far as the new releases, we wanted to try and find a way to do new releases in a different way. Not just new releases. I mean, you can find that everywhere. We want to focus on new releases that are from artists who we all know from the past, folks that aren't exactly new, but names you'll recognize that are thankfully still blessing us with their music, lyrics, and their talents. So that's the angle we're going for. And to start off, it's exciting that Porter Robinson has a new release out. We've never covered him on the Underplayed, but I love Porter Robinson so much, and I know Keaton does too. He's pretty much my favorite electronic artist, I think, anyway. I need to hear more for sure, but right now, I can go back to that Spitfire album any day. Be completely happy. In fact, I take a walk every day. That album oftentimes comes up just to keep me going. So Porter Robinson, now he's singing in a more pop style, and I gotta say his stuff is not bad at all. The song Knock Yourself Out is fun and it's catchy and it's well worth a listen. Shifting gears a little bit genre-wise, remember Ellie and Ant Farm? You know, they covered Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal in their amazing metal style, and they've got a new album out, and they're in tip-top shape. The vocalist sounds the same as he did in the 2000s. Wasn't that the 2000s? Check it out. Alien Ant Farm, brand new album. One of the songs on there is No One, and it's spelled N-O dot, and then the number one. So they're referring to, like, in the lyrics, you can tell that they're saying No One, but they're also saying Number One. Kind of cool. If that is enough metal for you guys, the boys in Motley Crue have a new single out. Didn't they threaten retirement? Anyway, there's more metal for you if you need it. The song is called Dogs of War. Another gear shift, if you like Magic or Robin Thicke, they've got a little song coming out that they collaborated on called Stay in the Light. I'm a huge Magic fan, and I think it's a pretty solid song. So check that out for sure. If you like Robin Thicke, if you watch The Masked Singer, that's the guy. You want to hear his music? You want to hear him singing with Magic? That's the track to check out. Stay in the Light by Magic and Robin Thicke. There's also a new song by Neil Young. And yes, he's back on Spotify after he briefly yanked all of his songs from the platform because he disagreed with Joe Rogan's theories on COVID. Anyway, the album is a bit rough, I'll say. But it's Neil Young and it's 2024, so no complaints here. But if you like country, Dolly Parton is back with a single Southern Accents, and it's so well done. Such a beautiful song. She talks about how she's proud of her heritage, her family, and the way she does things, including her Southern accent, the way she talks. She even refers to our hometown, specifically a drunk tank in Atlanta. So thank you, Dolly. Thanks for having that be the thing you remember about Atlanta. I'm sure there's more. I'm sure there's more that she remembers about Atlanta. Fast forwarding to the future, May 17th, Billie Eilish, Hit Me Soft. Wait, we're back up. Hit Me Hard and Soft comes out. And of course, I haven't heard it yet, so you let us know what you think of that one when it comes out. Willie Nelson has a new one you can check out. Made in Texas is the name of the song, and it's a single. It's actually kind of a response to Dolly's song, or maybe it was the other way around. Either way, both Dolly and Willie are celebrating their origins and traditions, and that's just something I love to see. Daughtry has a new single out called Pieces that you can stream right now on the streaming platform of your choice. I had to listen. His voice is still intense and still amazing as usual. Daughtry. Check out Pieces. And then you can check out another version of Pieces too. That's it for the new releases coming out in May. We'll see you soon with a new episode with the full cast with Tracy and Keaton and everybody in attendance. Until then, take care of yourself. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe. If you'd like to talk to us, drop us a line at hello@theunderplayed.com, or you can look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/theunderplayed. We're on all the social medias. Keaton knows all the details. He's usually here to tell you this stuff. He's not here right now, so we're going to have to wing it for the day. We love you guys. Take care.